Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday morning. Giants and Astros, game three of this very entertaining three-game series. Game three today. The Giants win yesterday 8-6 to square it at 1-1, the rubber match today, to see who takes this series between these two ball clubs. I'll tell you one thing. The Astros can hit, but so can the Giants, and the Giants really hit the ball yesterday. Home runs, they hit five yesterday. Now, they've done that a couple of times at Oracle Park, but the teams combined for eight homers in one day, and that ties an Oracle Park record. So the ball was flying yesterday. The Giants win it 8-6. It is August the 1st. Two more months to go, and this is a great time of year to enjoy baseball. The Giants are 27-12 after a loss, and for Alex Wood, he really has been amazing. The Giants are 10-0 in his games after a loss, and he pitched well yesterday, and the bullpen there was fabulous. The bullpen came in for the Giants, four innings, one hit, a run, no walks, and four strikeouts there. And basically the home run to Maldonado was given up, but the bullpen, the last three of Leon, Rogers, and McGee got his 22nd save. Three perfect innings, no walks, three strikeouts, 32 pitches in three innings. So do the math on that one. That is 10 pitches to 11 pitches per inning. So very, very good. Giants now have 156 home runs, 27,000 out at the old ballpark yesterday. The Giants are now 34-17 at home. On the homestand, they are 4-4. And believe me, they keep bouncing back. It's going to be a big day today. There's more to talk about from yesterday, but keep in mind, today will be the debut of Chris Bryant. He extends the lineup. It's a tremendous pickup for the Giants. This is a team that can score runs. They've scored over 500 runs already. But somehow, when you think of the players that are hitting the home runs, and I'll give you the list in a second, you say, gee, can they keep doing it? Can they really keep doing it? Then you get a guy like Chris Bryant, and you put him in the lineup with Crawford, with Posey, with Longoria eventually, with Belt. You know you've got guys who have been there before. And Chris Bryant is a champion. And it's going to be very exciting to see him in the lineup today. He really does extend the lineup. Yesterday, home runs. Donovan Solano. Wilmer Flores hit a big two-run homer to tie the game 3-3 after an error on the side of Houston. But for Wilmer Flores, the tight back. So he probably will not be in there today. Darren Ruff, I say this every day, I think he's having a fabulous season. I really do. 2-for-5 yesterday. He scored three runs, drove in a run, and hit a monster shot home run for him, for Darren Ruff. He has been a great fill-in. He has a great fill-in at first base. Mike Yastrzemski hit one out yesterday. As Gabe Kapler said, look, the batting average isn't there. On base is pretty good, but the slugging is there, and he knocked one out. That was the fourth home run that I'm listing. And then Lamont Wade Jr., and boy, what excitement for his mother and his parents to be out in the arcade when he lifted one over the arcade and into McCovey Cove. He's got dynamite in his bat. He really does. That bat speed is outstanding. That is the 89th home run into the Cove, hit by a Giant. So five homers yesterday. Zach Greinke, and we said it on the pregame, I had a feeling that the Giants were going to get to him. He's a precision pitcher. Precision pitchers against the Giants, trouble for them. Giants will not chase. They do not chase. They make you come into the strike zone, and if he makes a mistake in the strike zone, they can hit it out, which he did yesterday. Greinke got lit up. That's the first time the Giants really have ever knocked him around. But look, he's 37 years old. He's a different pitcher now. Four innings, eight hits, six runs, four earned, and four big home runs given up by Zach Greinke yesterday. Giants are now 15-10 in July, so we can close the book on July. They played 600 ball in July, another good month of baseball. All right, as things open up here on this Sunday morning, the Giants are 65-39. They've got 58 more games to go. The Dodgers winners last night over Arizona. They got past that bullpen game last night. They're 63-43, three games back. It's almost like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Remember when they turn around and say, are these guys still here? Well, the Dodgers have got all sorts of trouble. They've made some trades of Scherzer, Danny Duffy, and Trey Turner, and they're hanging in there. They're only three back, and that is three back is nothing when you've got 58, 56 games left to play. San Diego, a loser yesterday to Colorado. Colorado is playing much better ball. I know they're 13-39 on the road, but they've got a pitching staff, and the Giants are going to have to be careful with Colorado. Marquez, a winner there last night for Colorado. Chris Paddock is now out with an oblique, and Tatis looks like he could be out for the year. He could be with that chronic shoulder injury. So for the Padres, they get beat last night 5-3. Adam Frazier came up in the ninth inning, two out with a chance to tie the game with a runner on and grounded out, and that was it for the Padres. Padres have to hang on. Believe me, they're 6.5 back. They're 8 back in the loss column, but they're 4 games ahead of the Cincinnati Reds for that second wild card spot, and that one could be getting interesting with 2 months left to go. Padres' Darvish got hit hard last night. Snell did not pitch well against the A's this week. So this is a Padre team that they're going to have to be careful. I'm not going to concede that third spot to the Padres right now with these injuries to their pitching staff. The Reds had one in the bag last night, 4-3 over the Mets, and all of a sudden Sean Doolittle threw a breaking ball to Dominic Smith after 5 great fastballs. Smith got a base hit to center field to tie the game up for the Mets. They eventually won it in 10 innings. Cincinnati now is 55-50, and they are 4 games back of the San Diego Padres. And keep your eye on the Cardinals, too. They're only a game and a half back, or 2 games back, of Cincinnati right now. Houston, 64-41. They're still 30-21 on the road. They've got a 5.5 game lead over the Oakland A's. So that is what it looks like on this Sunday morning. For Jake McGee, it was save number 22 for him. As I said, the last three, boy, Leon, Rogers, and McGee were just fabulous yesterday against the Houston Astros. Today, we've got Urias and Caleb Smith, Dodgers in Arizona. Gomber and undecided, and that's Colorado against San Diego. And Gutierrez and Stroman, that is Cincinnati and the Mets. All right, let's who's pitching today in this game here. Luis Garcia, 24 years old, 7-6 lifetime from Venezuela. A big guy, 6'1", 244, 96 innings, 74 hits, 34 runs, 11 homers. That's pretty good for 96 innings. Here's where it gets interesting. 30 walks and 114 strikeouts. He may be the best pitcher they have. Batting average against is .210. Righties, .152 with 4 homers. Lefties, .272 with 7 homers. So the lefties are going to have to get the job done today. And we're talking about Wade and Yastrzemski as well. Well, we'll see what the lineup looks like. Crawford should be in there too. First pitch, if you can get him, 14 for 36, which is about 400 there, if you can get that first pitch in play. Runners in scoring position. How about this? This is like Kevin Gausman with 2 out, 4 for 35. Runners in scoring position in general, 191. Runners on, 209. First time through, 194. With 5 homers, second time 217 with 2, third time 245 with 4. The Giants have never seen him before. A big guy, 6'1", 244, and a whip of 1.08. So that is Luis Garcia today, 25th game, 19th major league start. He goes against another 24-year-old who has just been terrific for the Giants, and that is Logan Webb. 4-3 on the year. 14th game, his 13th start, 67 innings, 58 hits, only 5 home runs, 22 walks and 70 strikeouts, and he's getting better. He's getting better as the season goes on. In July, 18 innings, 4 runs, 12 hits, 1 homer, 5 walks and 16 strikeouts. He is really getting better. Lefties 269 with 3 homers, so he's got to be careful there. Righties 198 with 2 homers. You put the ball in play first, 12 for 35. But runners in scoring position like Garcia, can this possibly be a close, low-scoring game today? 204, runners in scoring position, 2 out, 136. Of the 5 homers, 3 solos, the first time through 180, second time 271, third time 279. You can run on them. 7 stolen bases and 1 caught stealing, and I imagine Posey will be in there today. Altuve 1 for 2, Brantley 1 for 2, Correa 1 for 2, Gurriel 1 for 2, Tucker 0 for 2 for Kyle Tucker. So that's the matchup today. A little different than yesterday, and I don't feel the ball's going to be flying out of the park today, although with this weather, it could be happening, because day games at this park and the shortened fences, the ball does carry. Great game today, really, a good setup. Luis Garcia and Logan Webb. We're doing our Original Joe's contest today, dinner for two. Guess the score of today's game. We got a nice note from Chuck Villarreal, who was there last night. He was last week's winner, had a great dinner last night at Original Joe's in North Beach. So guess the score of today's game and tweet it in at Baseball Marty, and Raff will break all ties. So we have that happening today as well. All right, the professor, Ron Wotus, is coming up next, our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. And he's got good stories today, let me tell you. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.